If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Is ready to beat Migs. I know Dan from Marysville is. Dan, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Dan is ready to rock. Steve, you've got to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
If you choose to play along at home, Dan has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do this.
Who is Mickey Mouse's dog?
Pluto.
Correct. What do plants produce through photosynthesis?
Pass.
In what decade did Formula One have its inaugural season?
30s.
No.
40s.
No.
60s.
No. In the film Gladiator, what country is Maximus from?
Repeat.
In the film Gladiator, what country is Maximus from?
Greece.
No.
England.
No.
Pass.
Which is the 6th planet from the sun?
Saturn.
Yes. Which world-changing communication invention was patented in the U.S. in 1876?
Repeat.
Which world-changing communication invention was patented in the U.S. in 1876?
Telephone.
Yes. Before pursuing music, what uniformed career was Eddie Money training for?
Oh,
Dan, you got 3 correct.
Okay. Boy, this is harder than I ever thought.
You know what? Guess what? The first time I played, I got 2.
Hey. All right.
Steve, how you doing? Welcome back. Are you ready?
All right.
Who is Mickey Mouse's dog?
Oh, Goofy.
No.
D-A-W-G, that's his dog. Pluto.
Yes. What do planets produce through photosynthesis?
They produce light.
No.
Sugar.
No.
What?
Honey.
No. In what decade did Formula One have its inaugural season?
What decade?
Yeah.
60s.
No.
50s.
Yes. In the film Gladiator, what country is Maximus from?
Rome.
No.
Oh. Greece?
No.
Tukwila.
No. Which is the 6th planet from the sun?
That would be Uranus, Tyrone.
It would not be.
Saturn?
Yes.
Oh.
Which world-changing communication invention was patented in the U.S. in 1876?
Tinder.
No.
The phone.
Yes. Before pursuing music, what uniformed career was Eddie Money training for?
Police officer?
Yes.
Really?
Which Midwestern city was home to the first skyscraper?
That'd be Illinois. It's Chicago.
Correct. A camel is the hybrid offspring of a llama and what other animal?
Camel?
Yes. How many presidents are featured in the play Hamilton?
4.
No.
5.
No.
3.
Yes.
Too late.
It's too late, Steve, but you still got 7 correct, and that is a win. 7-3. Sorry, Dan.
You're a machine, Steve Miggs.
Oh, thank you, Dan. You have a great Monday.
I'm the best.
Steve's a freak.
I'm the best.
A little disappointed that you did not know that plants produce oxygen through photosynthesis.
Oxygen.
Allowing us to breathe.
Oh,
in the film
nice of them.
Gladiator, Maximus is from Spain. And that's a great movie, by the way.
You know, I've never seen Gladiator.
Me either.
What is happening?
I actually
both
was having
in trouble.
Over the weekend, I was having a conversation with somebody about that, like about movies, because he came up to me and was like, hey, dude, you got to watch The Princess Bride. And I was like, okay, I know I do. But now I've gotten to that point of no return where I just refuse to watch it because I know it gets a reaction. And Gladiator is kind of becoming that as well. Whenever I tell people I haven't seen Gladiator, they're like, how have you not seen Gladiator?
It is so good. I just kind of rewatched it recently when it was on TV, and it holds up. You should definitely watch it. Put it on the list, Steve.
All right, Danny, come on over today, and we'll watch Gladiator together.
I'm good.
Oh, he's busy.
The Daily Mix Show.
We have a sweet feature through the Odyssey app that lets you leave us a voice message whenever you please, and we get messages on there every day. Some of them are quite interesting, Steve.
Yes. Somebody wants to talk Big Mac. Someone else, Barbie.
We're going to slide into our VMs after Metallica.